You first, Fritz.
Jens, help your mother. Captain Wilhelm? Anybody here? Anyone there, Fritz?
If anybody was here, they'd have heard us long before this.
It's just as I was telling you. If they've abandoned the ship, they've got no right to claim it. It's ours, by maritime law.
I can't believe that they'd go off and leave us here. Something must have happened.
Something's happened, all right. They thought the ship was going to sink in the storm. It was every man for himself.
It was carrying too much sail. I heard the captain and the mate arguing down below.
If I'd been captain, I'd have fought the pirates instead of running into the storm.
All right, Mother.
What a mess!
At least we're not too far from land.
Then there's hope.
Maybe when we get to shore, we can get some help. Make her sail again.
She'll never sail again. Maybe we could build a raft. We've got enough wood.
Fritz is right. The sooner we get ashore, the better.
Hey! Look what I found!
Must have had a worse time of it than we did.
How's it look? Are we solid on the rocks?
I don't know. No, I'd say we're here at least till the turning of the tide.
Help me, somebody help! No!
He's all right.
Get off.
Better make a start. Come on.
Buddy, give me a hand.
Now, suppose it's a deserted island. Now, I can work out right where we are as soon as I learn how to use this.
All right, take it along.
It still works.
There's no time for that now.
Why don't we put up a distress flag?
Don't you think we look distressed enough? Yes. Anyone who sees a ship stuck on the rocks might possibly guess it's in trouble.
Now you look after them, sir. You too, Duke.
But I don't see how we can take all these animals.
We're not taking them.
But we can't leave them here, Father. They'll die.
When your mother and your brothers are safe on land, then you can talk to me about the animals. Not before.
Francis, get them out of there.
We don't want this one.
Wait a minute.
We don't want any of them.
I grip the rope here. Ernst.
All right.
Come on, Mother.
Now,
come
Mother,
on,
don't worry. We'll take care of
you.
Right, Mother. Now, don't worry.
Come on,
right, Chris.
Come on.
Now.
Sorry, Mother.
You all right?
Hey, Fritz, the dog! He forgot the dog!
They're not coming with us. Cast off, Fritz.
They're my dogs. I found them.
Francis, sit down. They weigh more than any of us. We'd sink in no time at all. All right, Fritz.
Right.
Right. Watch that wreckage.
Some sort of shelter for the night.
Not the first thing.
Fritz. Hold it, Fritz.
Look, we're not making any progress.
I know it, Father. It's got a hang down even on... both sides.
No. Aren't very good.
We're lucky to have them.
Pull your side down.
Right, I've got my side.
Now, hold it down, Fritz.
Right. Come on. You're very lucky to have them, you know.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think tomorrow, if the ship's still there, you and I, maybe Ernst, ought to go out and try and bring in the animals if you can. Anything else we might need.
How long do you think we'll have to stay here?
Well, I don't know, Mother. I just think we ought to do everything we can.
Some sleep. Besides, it's going to rain.
No, I'm all right. No one can ever go back and undo what's already done, but, well, I want you to know that, well, I'm sorry things didn't work out. Not the way I wanted them to.
I know.
It would have been so much better if we'd just stayed in Bern.
I'm not so sure of it. Not with Napoleon Bonaparte trying to grab up more and more. Fritz and Ernst might both be in war. Maybe even you.
No. It would be better to stay and face things rather than just running away.
Is it running away to try to find a new life in a new colony? Try to give our sons a chance to live, a chance to be free? Is that running away?
I keep thinking about all the men who work in those other offices along the Martgasse. They go on working at the same old jobs and manage to find opportunities for their families without running off to the other side of the world.
I thought we settled all this before we left home. It was a good thing we set out to do. We were right. And all that hasn't changed just because we were shipwrecked.
You're almost right, aren't you? We'll get there. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. Sooner or later, there's bound to be a ship.
I'll pray for it with every breath I take.
It's a big land, New Guinea. For hundreds of years, of the new colonies, a great new world to build. No limit to what a man can do. Just because we're a couple of months late getting there, it won't matter. We're not too badly off, are we? We've got each other, we've the family with us, food to eat.
And even a tent to keep the rain off, if we had sense enough to use it.
Oh,
Having trouble?
Oh, I'll get it down, but it may take a while. Easy.
Easy.
Boy.
Wait a minute. Hold him. Hold him.
Easy. Trying to tell her it's for our own good. A ship!
What?
There's a ship! Ahoy! Ahoy there! I think you've seen us! Ahoy! 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 Ahoy!
Take a look, Fritz.
There's something on the sail. I can't...
I knew it. It's the pirate ship that chased us into the storm.
Get down. Yes, get down.
And I deliberately tried to get their attention.
At least this time we have something to fight back with.
Do you know how to fire it?
I think so. Let's pull it back. I'll get a keg of powder. See if you can find some rags we can use for wadding.
Huh? I know. I'll be right back.
We'll see you on top of the boat. Come on.
We'll only have one shot. Let's wait till we can't possibly miss.
They're going away. You think they saw us loading the cannon and got scared off?
Pirates scared off by one cannon and three people? Do you know what they're up to, Father? What's that?
That? Oh, that's a quarantine flag. Warning that there's black death aboard.
How did you know that?
Well, I do a bit of reading, too, you know. Come on, Fritz.
New lines tied, Dan.
Right.
Yes, that's it. There.
Stupid! This way!
Maybe we tried too much for one trip.
But we had to try.
One.
What's that one coming in?
There's another one. I'll get it.
another one. Get out of here! Look out, Hans, there's another!
No, it isn't. It's a turtle.
Probably disturbed him with our shots. Scared them away. It's pulling us. It's better to use your head than break your back, I always say.
Francis, see if you can find them. Francis, where are you? Here, Duke, Turk, here, boys. Francis? Where's Francis? Go find him.
Now, you wait just 1 minute, and I'll have some sugar cane for you. Now, come along, little fella. I won't hurt you. Now, just let me fix this. Here, little elephant. Come here. That's right. Come on, little elephant. I wouldn't hurt you. Come on, little fella. I wouldn't hurt you. I have some nice fresh sugar cane for you. Come on. Come on. Little fella.
Francis, where are you? Francis?
Now you just put your foot right there. Come on, little elephant. A little closer. Just a little bit closer. Right.
Yourself.
Well,
I'm sorry, but...
But what?
Can I keep the baby elephant anyhow? No, I'll keep you. Come on, Rocky, get going.
Francis, hold it. Back off a bit.
Come on, Rocky. Back up. Good little fella. Back up.
Right.
Hold it.
That was a good idea of yours, Ernst.
Thanks, Fritz.
Come on, boy. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Fred, no more pool planks, just some odds and ends.
I think we got enough here, Father.
Well, what do you think of it?
I'd like it a lot better if I knew tigers couldn't climb trees.
They won't climb this one by the time we're finished with it. You've probably never seen such a house as this is going to be.
I'm sure of that.
The world is full of nice, ordinary little people who live in nice, ordinary little houses on the ground. But didn't you ever dream of having a house up in a treetop?
No. Mostly I dream of having a house in New Guinea. You must think we're going to be here for quite a long time.
This I have no way of knowing. We can't sit on the beach just waiting for a ship to come by.
But there could be a ship.
Of course.
Then I think we ought to try to light the signal fire.
Just, forget about the pirates?
Maybe they won't come back. Maybe we could get away with it.
We can't take that chance. Right now, being alive is more important than being found.
Mother, I've got you. Well, what do you think?
Rich, can I sleep with you tonight?
What an idea.
Well, it doesn't exactly feel for two, Francis, but I'll give you a swing.
Oh, good.
Rich,
oh.
Be careful.
Oh.
Take this rope. Tie it around his waist. Oh.
Mother.
Oh.
Getting on, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Rich. You left me out. No,
here.
Rich.
Let me show you something.
Oh, faster,
faster. Look, this is our room.
You're not going to get me to go up there unless you make some sort of railing.
But you don't understand. It's going to be like a real house, you know, enclosed. This is your own circular stairway.
Let's go back down before someone falls off the edge. Come on, Francis.
You'll be all right, Mother. Let me go first.
Come on, little fella. I wouldn't hurt you. I just want to pet you. Come on. Come on.
Francis! Francis! Hold him, Ernst.
I've got him!
Francis?
Yes. He's mine.
Oh, look at
him. Don't let him go.
Hey, you should feel his heart beating.
Mine could match his beat for beat. Supposing I hadn't just happened to insist that he have this rope tied around his waist. Until you get some sort of railing put up or something, I don't want Francis back up here, and I assure you I won't be up here either.
I'm sorry, dear. I don't blame you for being upset, but you don't seem to understand what we have in mind.
No, but what won't you, Justice?
You do what you like about this place. Just see that Francis is on the ground, and I assure you I won't be back up here.
All right. All right, we'll do that. You stay back in camp, and when we've got everything fixed up just the way we want it, then we'll bring you back, see how you feel about it.
Don't you think you can talk to me like that?
Mother, you're just
going to
love this new house.
Now, this way, Mother. Now, wait till you see what we've done.
I really think you're going to like it.
Everything
is so pretty, and there's all sorts of things you're not.
You just wait.
We must be there now.
We can't see this, Mother.
I can't wait.
Take off the Bible.
I can hardly wait.
Just a moment, please. Old Swiss custom. Carry the bride across the threshold.
Father.
Jerk, get out of my way!
How's this? All the latest innovations. Running water. Genuine imported tortoiseshell. And not forgetting the cooler. This is Ernst's contribution. He invented it. He and Fritz built it. See how it works? Have a look. Turns the little wheel up there. The cup pours the water into the shell. It runs down the bamboo and feeds the sink and the cooler.
I can't believe it. Darling, thank you.
I'm second. I go after Mother.
Thank you.
Up you go. Up there's the boys' room. And look. This is something I worked out. When you're in for the night, turn the wheel, pull up the stairs. Not only keeps out wild animals, but any neighbors who might become a nuisance. You know, always wanting to borrow something.
We'll be troubled so much by then.
Hey, get me down!
Remember this? I built it for us.
Tell me, you pull this to bring for the butler.
Here, I'll show you. Now you can lie here and look at the stars. Don't you remember? That summer we went to Interlaken. You said that someday, if you could have your wish,
You'd sleep each night so you could see the stars.
What is it? What's wrong?
These curtains don't belong in here.
Well, they're from the captain's cabin. We thought you'd like them.
It's so wonderful, I don't deserve it. I can't believe it.
Don't worry about the curtains. If you don't like them, I know a woman who can fix anything.
Oh.
Tigris, native of Asia, ranges north to Siberia and south to India and the Malay Peninsula. That can only mean one thing, a land bridge. That's how there came to be so many different kinds of animals on one island.
Well, how do you know it's an island? Why couldn't it be a peninsula?
Well, why don't you let us try and sail around it?
You know how your mother feels about that.
Well, it's just as I was telling Fritz. Now, I think there used to be a land bridge between here and Asia. And this is all that's left of it. Now, that would explain how so many different types of animals came to be trapped here.
What do you think about that, Fritz? Do you agree?
Well, I suppose it could have been one a long time ago. There's only one way to find out. Why don't you ask Mother again, Father? And, well, maybe she'll change her mind.
After all, Mother wants to get to New Guinea as much as we do, and there might be something there, a village, or an outpost, someplace where ships come in.
Well, if the occasion presents itself, I might possibly bring it up again.
What's this? Spelling competition?
Tiger, bear, elephant.
That's the list of animals we've identified so far.
Hyena, monkey, lizard. Ostrich.
Help!
Francis!
Help!
Francis, let go!
I can't! Let go or he'll get away!
Let him go anyway!
Help!
We'll catch him!
Francis!
Never over this way!
You all right, Francis?
Yes, I'm all right. Are you all right, Francis?
Got a mark on him that won't wash off.
What? Grab his neck.
We can learn to ride him.
Wait a minute. Let me try.
What is going on?
Somebody help me out.
Hey, I think we better get him trained a bit first.
Oh, well, let me try it then.
All right, all right.
I guess I'll try next.
I got him. I got him.
What
hold
on.
Hey, hold on.
Oh, you silly.
Come on!
Help me! Here I go. Help me, that rock!
Hey!
Race you down.
Mother, look at me.
right?
Me? Well, of course I can.
Whoa! Here I come! Look at the monkeys. Look.
What?
Oh, yeah. Look at them swinging.
Look at that.
Well, I can do that. Oh, I bet you
can.
Well,
let's see you try.
Anyone can change hands.
Now, steady, Fritz.
Go on, Fritz.
After me. After me.
Are you all right?
Never better. See what I mean?
Really are very graceful.
Thank you very much, Mother.
Ooh. Don't you sometimes feel that this is the kind of life we were meant to live on this earth? Everything we need. Everything's right here, right at our fingertips. You know, if only people could have all this and be satisfied, I don't think there'd be any real problems in the world.
Or any future generations.
Hmm?
There isn't everything we need right at our fingertips.
Now, what are you talking about?
This. It's wonderful for today, I know, but what about tomorrow?
What about our sons? What future is there here for them?
Now, don't worry about tomorrow. It'll take care of itself.
Suppose we should never get away from here. They'd never know what it was like to be married.
Yes, yes, that's right. Now you come to mention it, there aren't many girls around here, are there?
It's not anything to joke about. Suppose they never have a chance to know what it's like to have a family.
What you're trying to say is, we ought to make every possible effort to get away from here.
Exactly.
Right. Then I'll tell the boys we've decided to let them sail around the coast, see what they can find.
That's not what I said at all.
Sooner or later, we're going to have to face it.
But what do they know about sailing and outrigging and... Do you think it's safe?
We can't hold on to them forever.
Come on, Rocky! You can pull it, bastard! Come on, pull! Pull!
Come on! Chris, grab on! That's it.
We'll be back soon, and maybe we'll find a ship to take us away.
Oh.
Don't worry, Mother.
Oh, be careful, Fritz.
Come with us. Francis, get Rocky clear.
Echo! Echo!
Well? It's going to be up to you, Fritz. If you run into a storm or trouble of any kind, I'm relying on your judgment, your good sense.
Make sure you both get safely back.
Come on. Come on, Rocky. Let's go.
Goodbye, Fritz.
Goodbye, Mother. You've got nothing to worry about.
Remember to use your head.
Yippee!
They'll be back before you know it.
I hope we are doing the right thing.
Hmm?
Letting them go.
I'm sure we are. Perhaps we ought to let them go sooner. We might have been in New Guinea by this time.
Come on, Chris. Bring me back to the crocodile.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
wish Mother could see this place. She'd love it.
You know what I'd like? I'd like to see some real mountains once again. Walk the Oberlin. Stand looking up at the Jungfrau when a storm moves in. Remember how you could sort of smell the snow in the air?
Yeah. Fritz, do you ever think about where you'd be, what you'd be doing if you'd have stayed in Bern?
Sometimes.
I think about Herr Kobel, what he said, that I should attend the academy.
Fine chance you would have had.
Well, you can't tell. It might have worked out.
I tell you where I'd really like to be. Walking down the Nidegas, like on a Sunday after church. All the girls stroll past, all dressed up.
Anyone in particular?
No, nobody special. Maybe you don't even know them. Maybe you don't speak to them. But you look and they look. And you just know they're there.
Fritz, listen. Do you think when we get to New Guinea, if we ever do, there'll be any girls our age?
By the time we get to New Guinea, we won't care what age they are.
Something moving over there, on the beach. Pirates.
I'm sure it's the same one we scared off with the quarantine flag.
Let's try to sneak in a little closer.
Oh, yeah.
If we stay behind the rocks, they won't be able to see us.
That chest they just opened, it belonged to my first officer. God rest his soul.
I wish they'd fight and kill each other off.
Shh. You let me do any talking. No, no. No, no. Leave him. Put him down. Koala. Listen to me. Koala.
Dear boy. Hmm? You all, how long?
He is 14 years.
Abba. I'm Bas Badas.
Badas?
Bow.
Leave him alone. Ow. Leave the boy alone.
Bring it up, Bas.
Koala, wait. You will want me to write a ransom note. I write. My people send money. If you let me go.
You send plenty money. Then you go. Go.
Wait. Leave the boy with me. Or I not write ransom note. No boy. No note.
Mevbaba Rabas.
Take it.
I have the premise. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Bertie. Sorry to have got you into this. We'll get out of this somehow. Now, keep as still as you can. You'll only make things worse.
I'll have to decide which crew is going to take us.
Chris, I think we could sneak in there and free the old man and the boy before the others knew what was happening.
All right.
Now or never.
At least I think they'll keep us together.
Tian! Tabu! Wangre Tabu!
Who are you?
Shh. Para. Your guard at the ball.
Here. Who are you? We've come to help you. Only we had a knife.
Quick. Don't bother with me. Get the boy free first. Well, go on.
Para.
They won't harm me. I'm valuable for ransom. Get Bertie free.
Hey! Batu, Ampea, Pedro, Atas.
Get away if you can. If they ransom me, I'll get a ship and come back for you.
I won't leave without you.
Shh, get away quickly. Don't waste time on me. Go on.
Gentleman back there is your grandfather. Come on.
Well, who are you anyway? Where did you come from?
We were shipwrecked.
Get out of me!
Thank you.
Could be a trick to get us to come back. You know, like the Greeks and the Trojan horse.
I think we'll stay here until daylight. Probably save a lot of time cutting across the island instead of going back around the beach.
There's no question about it now. This is an island.
What about me? What am I going to do?
I guess you'll come with us.
Right about that direction should take us home.
My grandfather. If they release him, he's bound to come back here to look for me.
Well, don't worry about it. He knows you're with us. If we're not here, he'll just sail around the island.
He couldn't get a ship past our place unseen, even if he wanted to.
Come on, Bertie. You can have the medal.
Come on.
I'll just sit up. Not sleepy.
Since we first landed here.
In what way?
Well, lots of ways, like getting stronger, more sure of ourselves, things like that.
I suppose so.
Remember, the first time we came here, everything scared us. All those strange noises.
How could I forget?
We must have been pretty helpless.
That I'd have to agree with.
Fritz, listen. You don't think we were something like him?
I don't think so.
Did you get a good look at his hands? I bet he's never done anything. A wealthy family, probably an only child. Sometime, get a look at the way he walks.
I did.
And back home, we used to call Jean Monteau a sissy.
Do you remember the other afternoon we were wishing we could see some girls?
Yeah.
I don't think we could have come much closer to getting our wish and still miss it completely. Cross here. Doesn't look as though it'll be over our heads.
Do we have to cross just here?
It's easy. Take off your clothes. Carry them over your head.
It's better than walking around for hours in wet clothes.
It's just until we get across the deep part here.
I can't swim.
I don't think you'll have to. Now, come on, get started. Slip around behind him. I'll keep his attention. You, Bertie, put that down or I'll let this go. Drop it!
Don't do that, Ernst. I'll shoot. Shoot you, Ernst. Now put that down!
Let me take him on, Fritz. I'll teach him to shoot at me!
My fault. The gun went off. She didn't mean to fire.
I don't care. I could have been... What did you say? She didn't... It's a girl.
Why would a girl dress up like that?
It was because of the pirate. My grandfather made me cut my hair and dress like this because he didn't want them to know.
At least now you can wash your face.
Well, it'll be nice to be called Roberta again.
I'm sorry, but if we would have known you were a girl, I mean, we wouldn't have...
We'll try to make it easy for you, as much as possible.
Careful. Give me your hand.
Thank you.
Careful.
Watch your step, Roberta.
Well, like here, Roberta. You see, variations can be compensated for mathematically. But deviations, you never know when they're going to happen.
Wait till my grandfather gets to know you. He'll put you to work navigating one of his ships. Would you like that?
Maybe. This is someday. I'd like to finish school first, though.
Do you like the sea, Fritz?
I like things you can depend on. The sea... You can never be sure of it.
Well, that's the fun of it, not being sure of things.
The wind's a loud howl o'er the masts and sing through every shroud. Pale, trembling, tired, the sailors freeze with fears, and instant death on every wave appears.
Homer's Iliad.
Oh, I think that's one of the most beautiful things ever written.
The first night... When we were caught in the storm, I was thinking of those lines over and over.
Do you read a lot, Fritz?
Who, him? He practically doesn't even read at all.
Never really needed to. Sooner or later, Ernst tells me everything he knows.
Off course, Fritz. We should bear more to the right.
It's all right. He won't hurt you. It's gone. Come on. Stay close to me.
I'm sorry it took so long to find us.
It was horrible. Let's go back. Please, let's go back. It keeps getting worse and worse.
I think the worst is behind us now. Here, give me your hand.
Oh, no! My compass is gone! Look!
I guess we'll have to get along without it.
Get along without it? We wouldn't have a chance. We need that compass.
We don't necessarily need a compass. I think I can do just about as well without it.
You think? You could be wrong, you know.
All right, I don't think it. I know it. And from now on, Ernst, you're just going to have to trust my judgment. Come on.
How's it feel now, Roberta?
I don't care what he says. I can't go on day after day.
We have to go on. We've got no other choice.
We're lost, Fritz, and you know it.
We're not lost, and we're not going to be.
Fritz, if you want to go on, go ahead. Ernst and I have decided not to.
You've what?
Well, we can find the river and follow it back to the coast. Anyway, it's two against one.
I wouldn't care if it were 10 against 1. I'm the one who's got to get us back, and I'm going to.
Look, just because you're older doesn't mean you're always right. What are you doing?
I'll just take charge of the pistol for a while. I seem to remember being appropriated once before when somebody wanted to go back to the beach.
You give me back my pistol!
Watch yourself.
Oh, Fritz, stop it.
All right, you can have your pistol back. But you know you only have a few shots left. How far do you think you'd get? There isn't any decision to make. We've got to keep going.
I suppose we better go with him.
Do you think you can?
I'll try.
Thank you.
we can get in out of here, maybe you won't have to walk all the way.
Not that way. You'll never get him out. I'll get some more branches. Make a path for him. Now, at a time like this, you've got to use your head. Here you are.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Not only green when summer's here, but also when 'tis cold and drear. Oh Christmas tree, thy leaves are so.
Must have got wet coming over.
I don't see how you ever managed to get to the shore.
Well, I couldn't have done it alone. Fritz and Ernst helped out. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Are we ever going to open up these other packages?
Those are for Fritz and Ernst.
But suppose they don't come back. Suppose they got it up.
Francis, it's been a long day, and it's past your bedtime.
But it's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
I'll come up and say goodnight.
All right.
Think I need that razor after you.
Let's see, Ernst. Yes. Got it.
Well, it's a good thing you boys have done. A very good thing. And I'm going to try and make sure it's not wasted.
How do you mean, Father?
The pirates know you took their prisoner. They also know you're somewhere on this island. Do you think they're likely to forget about that?
Well, they didn't know she was a girl. They thought she was a cabin boy on the old captain's ship.
They wouldn't come here after us. What have we got?
We've got their prisoner here.
Pirates! If they come here, I'll shoot them!
I'm afraid it'll take more than a crossbow.
The cannon! We can bring the cannon back from the ship.
It's useless, Ernst. It's rusted right over.
It's my fault. I should have covered it up, but I...
Now, let's not waste time looking backwards.
Thank you, Father.
First thing tomorrow morning, we'll go out to the ship, take off everything else we might possibly need, and then blow her up.
You mean with gunpowder?
Well, what for? They already know it's there.
I'm hoping that with hundreds of islands and thousands of reefs, they won't remember exactly where we are.
Father's right. We'll have to blow it up.
We're ready to fight, but not too proud to hide, eh? Just a sip now. Listen up.
Must have taken great courage to pack up and set off when you call an inn. Leave your whole world behind you.
With my husband and my three sons, I wasn't leaving my entire world behind me.
Well, you couldn't know what you were getting into. There might have been all kinds of hardships. I mean, think of the things you might have had to do without.
Take a look. It's beautiful. I've always wanted a daughter. Someone I could dress up and make clothes for. I just didn't expect her for Christmas.
Thank you.
How about this? We get some trees, bend them down, make some snares. The pirates step in the snares. They trip the mechanism, and whoosh, they're caught.
But how can we defend this place? I think what we need is a hill. So they have to come up to us.
I got an idea.
What is it, Francis?
Well, we could dig some big pits. And then we could put some lions and tigers and snakes and all sorts of animals in there. Then when the pirates come along, they fall in.
Well, I don't know whether we could manage the lions and tigers, but... I think a few pits might be a very good idea.
Yeah.
Very beautiful, my dear. Come and join the family.
Allow me, Roberta.
May I have the pleasure of the first dance?
Oh.
Even a girl.
A girl? But we have three sons.
Excuse me, Prince.
I'll rest a while, if you don't mind. What's the matter?
I was just thinking. We gotta have those lions and tigers. Or else... Well, that's the whole idea!
Well, I guess we'll just have to have them, then. Since you have a partner, Ernst, I'm sure you won't mind.
Ha 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 ha
I think it might have been simpler if I'd left the dress in the bottom of the chest.
Oh, I can blame you.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, Francis. May I have the pleasure?
Yippee!
Gone wrong with the fuse.
Well, they're not going back to find us.
We'll have to pick up every scrap of lumber. We can't leave any evidence. Must be getting close.
I used to dream that somehow we'd find a way to make her sail again. Now.
Well, we can be sure of one thing. If the pirates do come, we're going to be outnumbered. Maybe 10 to 1. But up here, if we prepare everything in advance, I think we'll be able to give a very good account of ourselves.
We'll be just like medieval knights defending the castle.
We'll keep the muskets for our final defense, and I'll give the order when to use them.
Of course, if anything should happen to me, then Fritz will take charge, then Ernst.
And then me.
Yes, then you, Francis. We've only got a small army. We can only afford one general.
Now, that's our weak point.
And this is where they'll try to come up.
This is where we could have used the cannon.
Well, we'd have to do the best we can without it. Now, down there, we'll put our pits and then our snares and our entanglements. Maybe we could plant some gunpowder and touch it off with fuses from the top. You know, anything we can think of to hold them up.
You can rely on me, Roberta. I've got it all worked out.
And I take care of the lions and tigers and things.
Right, Francis. You're in charge of the tigers.
Oh, good.
Now, the thing about me is that I'd like to be something in the world. That's where I want to go to school.
You'd love it in London anyway. There are concerts, parties, dances, ladies in beautiful gowns. Elegant men in tall hats. Did you ever own a tall hat?
No.
I can't wait to see you in one. You'll be quite handsome. I think that's what I miss most of all. The color and the excitement.
I know I'd especially like it if you were there.
I'll be there. As long as I live, I don't think I shall travel any further from home than an occasional trip to the seaside.
Thank you, Roberta.
There must be something my grandfather can do. For all of you.
Herr Koble used to say, for some boys, school is a punishment. For others, a reward.
There must be something, though, my grandfather can do. Francis, don't. If you drop that, you could blow us all to pieces.
Oh, that wouldn't set it off just to drop it. You'd have to light the fuse. Even then, I'm not so sure.
You don't think they'll work?
Well, they may make noise, keep the pirates confused. That's about all they're good for.
Just because Papa thought of them instead of you. Hey, what's all this? More pirate alarms? Yes, we're over there in the steep side.
You and your pirate alarm, huh?
What about your tiger? Have you caught him yet? No, because until Fritz and Ernst dig the pits, I don't have any place to keep him.
Ernst, Roberta!
One of you, give me a hand, will you?
Oh, it's all right. I'll go.
Go, Father.
Up there. Pull the knot as tight as you can.
Francis, put that down.
Showing me how it would work. I feel sorry for any pirates who come creeping around here.
Well, it was my idea, don't forget. If you like, I'll show you what else I had in mind. Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
I just did.
That's enough. I don't care. He thinks he can just give orders and get anyone to slave for him.
Ernst!
I said that's enough.
This incident's closed. Now let's get back to work. And I don't want to hear another word about it.
Don't want to go to school and your mind is made up. Maybe my grandfather could give you a job. It'll be a good job, Fritz. Perhaps in the counting house.
What if he doesn't get back here? For one reason or another. What if we have to stay on this island for 10 or 20 years?
He will come back, I know it. He's probably out there now. Headed this way in one of his fastest ships. You'd take the job if he offered it to you, wouldn't you?
It's not that I wouldn't appreciate it, but it's just not for me. Cooped up in an office, counting somebody else's money, doing the same sort of thing day after day,
What would you like to do?
Well, if we get off this island, I'd like to do what we started out to do. Go on to New Guinea and become part of the new colony. Maybe take up some land in my own name.
Why?
Why? Well, because it's a good thing. You've got a chance to build with your own two hands. It's the beginning of a new country. Well, that's what I like about it.
Well, I'm going to London. Ernst was very flattering. He said he'd like to be there if I was. Well, wouldn't you like to see me in London?
I don't know that I'll ever be in London.
I don't see how anybody can shoot a thing like this. Fritz, why don't you teach me how to shoot? Might be important if there's a battle.
All right. Come on. Well, first,
You pull the gun tight into your shoulder, like this. And, well, here. Tight into your shoulder. And, well, right hand near the trigger. No, no. Here. Left hand out, support it. A little more. Right. Now. No, no. You have to use this hand to support it. Now you sight along the barrel here. Hope you don't mind.
Why do you think I wanted you to teach me?
Roberto! Where are you?
I'm over here.
May I have this next dance, m'lady? You said that's what you miss most of all. I thought maybe I could make you feel at home.
Wherever did you get that, Ernst?
You wish the name of my tailor, my good man. Go 2 blocks past the town square, take the first street to the left.
I thought you were supposed to be covering the pits.
Yes, and I thought you were supposed to be working on the bridge.
He was teaching me how to shoot. I asked him to.
Fritz! Come here a minute. I want to show you something.
If you'd like to learn how to shoot, Roberta, I'd be happy to teach you.
I think I have the general idea.
You know, Fritz, the old tiger, he'll come along here like this at night after the pit's been all covered up, and he'll sniff the meat, and he'll start to circle up here. And he'll come around here like this. And he'll think, I think I just might grab that big hunk of meat. So he gets down like this. And he gets like this. And then...
I think you better just tell me, Francis, not show me. Otherwise, you'll be in there before that tiger of yours.
Well, anyhow, he'll jump for the bait. And that's how I'll catch my tiger.
Ha! Do you honestly think a tiger's gonna fall for something like this? You're wasting your time.
You talk about wasting time, Ernst. How many hours did you spend making that silly hat?
That's none of your business. You're not my boss.
No? Now look, Ernst. We've got more important things to do than try to amuse Roberta.
The trouble with you is you're jealous.
Jealous? Of what? Why don't you grow up? That's enough, Ernst.
I think this is probably my fault. I think I've been pushing everybody just a bit too hard. It might do us a lot of good to relax for a change.
So here's what we're going to do. Tomorrow, we are going to observe the first national holiday in the history of New Switzerland.
A holiday? You mean like Christmas?
Now let's get on with the work. Get ready for it, eh?
Yippee! A holiday! We're gonna have a holiday, Roberta!
I got them off the ship. Allow me.
For the winner of the race.
I better try it on for size, eh? Not going to argue? Just conceding that I'll win?
Fritz, about this afternoon. I know why you and Anne still fighting. It's my fault, and I'm sorry.
It wasn't your fault, Roberta.
Everything that's happened here lately is because you brought me back with you. Even the danger we're in from the pirates.
I don't recall your asking to be brought back here. As a matter of fact, it seems to me you had quite different ideas. Remember?
Poor Ernst. The hours he must have spent making that silly hat. He didn't mean to neglect his work. He was just trying to be nice to me, that's all.
I know that.
I never dreamed he'd do that. I did hope I could repay your family in some way, and all I've achieved so far is to cause trouble between you. I didn't want to do that.
Don't. Roberta, I'm not much at saying things, you know. But
it's no good. Fritz, when we leave here, you're going on and I have to go back to London. Let's not make it difficult.
Will you talk about when we leave here? How do you know we're ever going to leave? We might be here...
My tiger! I bet I got him!
Come back here.
Creation, which all of us will. Quiet. And serving as our official starter, the loveliest lady of the canton.
Come
back! Quick, Mother, fire!
Wait for me!
Penny! Back up in the
room!
Jump on!
Go! Good boy, Lightning! Hey!
on, lightning!
Straight up,
Oh, no, not that way, the other way! No, the other way! Come on, get away! Now!
Come on, now, get away!
Turnwick, get out of here! Come on. Oh, I give up. Come on, Clementine!
Whoa!
Out of my way!
Out of the way, Clementine!
Come on! I'm gonna ride you. This is the last thing I do.
Yahoo!
Quick, the tape! The tape! Quick!
Running.
number three. Now, don't light it till I tell you.
Now!
The idea, my boy, is to judge it so that the flame reaches the powder at the same time as the pirates.
See what I mean? Give me the torch. Off the leaders.
Where are you going, Father?
Hooray! Hooray!
It worked!
Hooray! Put your blood long down!
Hooray!
Look at him there. There's
a big gold flush!
Hot! You hear? You make butter!
hold his head! Back up here. Put up here.
It's true. You can't possibly hold them off forever.
You don't look like a boy anymore, Roberta. You know what will happen if you give yourself up now?
You know what might happen to all of you if I don't?
Nothing's going to happen to anybody.
He must think we're mad. Roberta, don't listen to such nonsense.
My fire alarm!
My fire alarm!
Delicious. Well, nothing to it, my boy. I've been making donations to the college for years. About time I asked for something.
Well, Robert and I have talked about school, but a university I never dreamed. I'm going to a university.
And as for the rest of you, I won't try to influence you. But if you'd like to return to Europe, well, I think I could make things interesting for you and give you a fresh start. But if you still want to go on to New Guinea, I'll be happy to take you there.
I think that since we have to decide forever that my husband and I would just rather stay here.
Are you sure that's what you want?
Mm. Ah, it's been a good life for us here. Of course, as Roberta says, there are some few things you have to do without.
But it's surprising how unimportant they seem when you don't have people stopping by feeling sorry for you.
You mean I don't have to go? Yippee!
Fritz and Ernst will go with you. I think we should keep Francis here for a few years.
Oh, I'll be back.
Of course you won't be without neighbors. You realize that? This is a new island. There'll be a new colony. A new governor.
Hey, they might even make you governor, Father.
More than likely, I can say.
Isn't it how you can change your mind about what's important? What it is you really want. Take your parents. All of this time they've been wanting to get to New Guinea. And now when they really have their chance, they find out everything they want is right here.
You mean they're not going?
I can understand how they feel.
I do too.
Two people, if they have each other, what more could they want?
I guess just to be alone. Fritz, Roberta, it's time to go now. The captain wants to sail with the tide.
Just coming. Well, surely you'll want to go and see him off. Anyway, I'll have to explain to my grandfather.
God be with you.
Hey, wait for me! Not yet! One more time!